So no drama. It's just, it's all hockey talk with you guys. This is no fun.
Well, sorry about that. I'll have to try to change it up as the season moves along for you.
You don't feel like you have to. And in all seriousness, Dave, we've talked a lot in this show and other shows about the sustainability of the Leafs start, et cetera, but as you look at this team right now, give me the one thing that particularly makes you happy about where this club is.
This will sound strange, but it's probably that we haven't played great and there's room for improvement. A lot of the games that we've won, I think a couple of years ago, we would have lost them. And so we found a way to win, whether it's been excellent goaltending or special teams on certain nights, or some of our top players having good games. But we haven't played as well as I know we can play. So I think there's upside with our group.
Through 21 games, you guys have been outshot a lot. We know all the numbers, all that stuff. Do you think this is sustainable? In other words, if we're having this conversation after game 42, are you going to be feeling that it's sustainable?
Well, we want to have the puck more than we've had it of late. There's no question about that. But, you've been around a long time, and you remember 3 or 4 years ago where we were regularly out shooting our opponents and we were losing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there, you can't put too much stock into shots on goal. You can't put too much into puck possession. Do we want to have it more? Yes. I mean, I think we need to do a better job of cycling the puck. We need to retrieve it better. We've shown at times we've been capable of doing that, but we haven't done it with enough consistency. As I said before, I don't think anyone is saying we've played great. We've shown at times that we're a pretty good team, and there's a lot of room for improvement. There's no question about that.
Dave Nonis joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. We will have the Predators and Leafs game from the Air Canada Centre tonight on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. As you look at this team right now, and you look at your goaltending situation in particular, Dave, do you find yourself going, thank God I've got two goalies when I look at what's going on around the league? Or do you find yourself thinking, I'm sitting in such a gold mine here? I mean, the value of these guys goes up every day. How do you view it?
No, I'm glad we have both of them. And it's worked out so far as we had hoped. I'd had both of them at the World Championship team. I knew that they would get along off the ice, and we felt that they would push each other on the ice. And I think both of them have handled it very well. They've both played excellent hockey for us. And as I said earlier, I think a big reason that we are where we are in point wise is because of our goaltending. At some point, is it going to become impossible to keep both of them? Maybe, but I don't think that's anytime soon.
What told you that they could coexist?
Well, like as I said, I'd seen them do it in Slovakia when I had them with Team Canada, even though it was a short period of time. I think there's some players that, even though they're proud and they want to play, some players handle those situations better than others, and I was pretty comfortable that, even though it was a short period of time, that would translate to time in the NHL. And I think as a person, I didn't know Bernie very well, but was very comfortable that Rhymes would handle it the right way. I know he was a little stung at first that we brought another goaltender in, but I think now he understands why we did it, and he's handled it very, very well, and I think his play has benefited from it.
Dave, do we know yet if Tyler Bozak will be back tonight?
No, and I think it's probably unlikely.
Okay.
He'll go through the morning skate here, and it's not an injury that we want to push. So unless the doctors feel that there really isn't a chance of him having a setback, then he'll probably sit. But we'll make that determination after the skate.
Have you been able to see anything, Dave, from this team as a result of this, the crisis, if you want to call it that, the injury crisis at center, or being shorthanded with Kadri out for 3 games? He'll be back as well. But Kadri, Bozak, of course, Dave Bolin. Have you been able to learn something about your team out of this setback?
Well, there's a couple of things. You see certain people elevate their game. Not many teams go through losing their top three centers and have any kind of success at all. I think there's a couple of things you point to. Obviously, guys like Trevor Smith coming in and giving us some pretty quality minutes. We signed him as a guy that we thought could go back and forth and give us games, but he's been good for us and help plug those holes. And I think having a guy like Jay McClement who can play all over the lineup has been helpful. And I think our coaching staff, that's probably the biggest thing, is how they've handled it. You know, you don't get many excuses from Randy about not having players available, you know, that we have to find a way to win with what we have, and he's passed that message on to our players. And I think that they've, you know, they understand that this isn't the last time it's going to happen during the course of the season. We're going to be faced with adversity like everyone is, and you know, the last thing you can do is cry about it. You have to find a way to get through it, and I think the coaches have done a great job of that.
Dave Nonis joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dion Phaneuf said in the offseason that he didn't really care. I mean, you could talk contract before the season, during the season. He seemed to really just say it wasn't going to matter to how he was going to approach the season. I think we've seen that that's the case. He certainly is not playing like a guy who's distracted by it. I know that you're reluctant to talk about contractual issues, but have you had talks with Dion? What stage would you describe them at? And just talk about Dion's play in general, because, you know, Dave, I do the show and other people have done the show, and we'll all tell you the same thing. Last year, you know, 60-40, you did a call-in topic on Dion Phaneuf, and people would, you'd get 60% of the people saying, I'll get him out of town, he's not that good. It seems now, Dave, that people have managed to separate, for whatever reason, they managed to separate Dion Phaneuf, the captain, and whether or not they like him as captain, from Dion Phaneuf, the player. It's not an issue anymore.
Well, I think the captaincy, you know, issue that, if you can call it an issue, that you know, raised its head early in his time here, it was unfair. I also think that Dion had a lot to learn about being a captain, and he's done a very good job of improving in that area. You know, I think that being the captain of the Leafs is different than being the captain of most teams, and there's a lot of things that fall into it. And he was a young guy that, you know, took over a team that was struggling, and I think he's really improved in that area. I think you ask our players, they're all following him, and he sets the tone for our group. So I think he's improved in that area dramatically. His play has been good. I mean, I think you look at how many minutes he plays every night. He plays against the team's top players. He doesn't complain about, you know, how he's used. I think at the end of the day, you know, we're going to try to get Dion signed. You know, whether or not that comes to fruition or not, you never know, but it's our intention to get him signed.
Does it have to get done during the season for you?
No, it has to be the right number, and has to be the, you know, has to fit for us, so we can continue to build our team. So whether it's next week or March 1st, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Dave Nonis joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. How do you look right now at the state of your defense corps? As you look at them, is there stuff you need to see improvement in? Do you think you have the right pieces? It's just a matter of getting them together. And I'm thinking specifically about Paul Ranger and Morgan.
Yeah, you know what? I think we have some pretty good pieces. They haven't gelled completely. I think, you know, you could say on certain nights we look like we're where we need to be, but other nights we're running around a little bit. So I think the health has been an issue at times. You know, we've got some guys that have been banged up at various times. Mark Fraser obviously has been out of the lineup for most of the year. So we haven't had it set exactly how we would like it. I like our pieces. I think the coaches are still trying to find out where they all fit. With respect to Morgan, you know, I think he's done a very good job for a 19-year-old player. He's going to be in and out of the lineup at times, but he doesn't look out of place. We've asked him to play with different people too, which is hard for a young kid to do. He hasn't had a regular partner. And I think that's a little bit of an issue for him, but he's done fine. And Paul, I think he's done fine as well. His game has been up and down. There's some nights where he's been excellent. I thought in Minnesota he was our best defenseman. But he's had a couple nights where it looks, you know, like he's still finding himself. But for a guy that, you know, missed all the hockey that he missed, he's come a long way.
Do you have a time frame for when you, I'm not going to use the word have to make a call on Paul Ranger, but there are a number of games. Do you have in your mind a number of games you need to see him play before you can sit down and say, okay, what exactly do I have here?
No, I think we'll get through the year and just evaluate it. I think probably Paul wants to do the same. You know, he's got a lot of God-given ability that you just can't teach: size, skating ability, strength. You know, he is, you know, he's a plus player for us right now. He's done a lot of good things. And I think, you know, we just need to get him through the year and see where his game goes. And if it elevates to the point where we hope it gets to and where I think he expects it to be, then, you know, then we would sit down at the end of the year and see if we can extend him.
Are you farther along with this team at this point this season than you thought you'd be?
I don't think so. You know, I think, as I said, we're happy with our point total. I don't want to get fooled into thinking that we're you know, where we need to be, because, you know, we're not. We've got a lot of work to do, and there's some pretty good teams in our conference and teams that, you know, aren't going to go away, that are strong teams that we have to play on a regular basis. And I think it's still a pretty significant challenge for us moving forward.